Anti-Israel protesters arrested after disrupting Gal Gadot film shoot. By Warner Todd Houston on May 29, 2025. Five anti-Israel protesters were arrested Wednesday in London on the set of Hollywood star Gal Gadot's upcoming film, The Runner. The Wonder Woman star, a native of Israel, has been a strong supporter of her home country in the wake of the October 7, 2023, attack by Hamas terrorists on civilians in southern Israel that left more than 1,000 people murdered. She has also become a focus of Hamas supporters and anti-Israel protesters. London police arrested five pro-Palestinian protesters and charged them with harassment and offences under Section 241 of the Trade Union and Labour Relations Act, which covers the workplace, according to the Daily Mail. Police Superintendent Neil Holyoke said, "While we absolutely acknowledge the importance of peaceful protest, we have a duty to intervene where it crosses the line into serious disruption or criminality." And added, "We have been in discussions with the production company to understand the impact of the protests on their work and on any individuals involved. I hope today's operation shows we will not tolerate the harassment of or unlawful interference with those trying to go about their legitimate professional work in London," Holyoke added. The protesters have been harassing the film production everywhere it has set up in London, with signs calling Gadot a terrorist because she once served in the Israeli Defense Forces. Gadot has insisted that she has no interest in spouting off about politics, but after the Hamas attack on Israeli civilians, she felt she must speak out. "After October 7, 2023, I don't talk politics, because who cares about the celebrity talking about politics? I'm an artist. I want to entertain people. I want to bring hope and be a beacon of light whenever I say anything about the world," she wrote, the paper said. But on October 7, when people were abducted from their homes, from their beds, men, women, children, elderly, Holocaust survivors, were going through the horrors of what happened that day, I could not be silent. I'm not a hater. I'm a grandchild of a Holocaust survivor who came to Israel and established his family from scratch after his entire family was erased in Auschwitz. And on the other side of my family, I'm eighth generation Israeli. I'm an indigenous person of Israel. I am all about humanity and I felt like I had to advocate for the hostages. I am praying for better days for all. I want everybody to have good life and prosperity, and the ability to raise their children in a safe environment." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.